Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father as the repairer. If you need something to be repaired in your life today, He can do it. He's the ultimate carpenter. In Judges chapter 6, please turn with me to Judges chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Remember, every time you see Lord capitalized in the Old Testament, over 7,000 times, it should have been translated Yahweh. Yahweh is not even a noun, it's a continual action verb. That means He continually works on our behalf when you call upon the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. In verse 6, Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh. In verse 8, then Yahweh sent a prophet, which said unto them, thus said Yahweh, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am Yahweh. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. See, we have to remember that if the Father set us free in the past, He'll do it again. Remember David had that practice faith. Remember he said that the same God that delivered me from the lion and the bear shall deliver this uncircumcised Philistine Goliath into my hands. He had a practice faith. He knew that God would come through for him again. And I'm saying that to you today, that the Father that repaired your life before can do it again. And then in verse 11, there's a man named Gideon that was threshing wheat by the winepress. He was hiding out. He was a coward. And Yahweh is about to repair Gideon's life. And the angel of Yahweh in verse 12 appeared unto him and said unto him, Yahweh is with you, the mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. He's trying to restore his confidence in his God and in himself. And Gideon said in verse 13, Yahweh, if you be with us, why then has all this befallen us? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, didn't Yahweh bring us out of Egypt? And now Yahweh has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And Yahweh looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, Gideon, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you? And he said unto him, O my Yahweh, where shall I save Israel? My family is poor Manasseh. I'm least in my father's house. And Yahweh said unto him, surely I will be with you. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Hallelujah. There's so important what he told Gideon, because he asked Gideon to destroy the statues of Baal. He said, Gideon, you can do it at nighttime if you want. He worked with Gideon. He was building up his confidence. But Baal, all pagan gods are in that name Baal. And Satan was trying to tell the Israelites that their God was not with them. And that's why the first thing that Yahweh said to Gideon, I am with you, that mighty man of valor. So you need to know that today, that your Yahweh, your Father is with you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. If He be for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror through Him. And He wants to repair that area of your life that needs to be repaired. He wants to restore the connection between you and Him, if necessary. And so Yahweh worked with Gideon and said, hey, you can destroy the statue of Baal at nighttime, which he did, as I mentioned. In chapter 7, Gideon had 32,000 men, and the father said, send anybody who wants to go home, let them go home if they're afraid. And he was left with 10,000. He said, that's still too many. I'm going to take them down to the water. I'll test them at the water. And he was left with 300. And his 300 men surrounded 100,000 men. But see, another thing that the father did, he said, Gideon, I want you to go down and hear what the enemy has to say. And he went down and he heard this man had a dream and said, I had a dream that a cake of barley came down and destroyed our tents. It was nothing but the sword of Gideon. And Gideon was so excited, he went and told the men, said, we got the victory, let's go. And he divided the men into three companies, 100 each. And he said, when I blow the trumpet and I smash this pitcher of light, I want you to do the same thing. And I want you to shout, the sword of Yahweh and the sword of Gideon. And that, and what happened is the enemy was so afraid. What the father did is he took the fear that was on Gideon and transferred to the enemies, the Midianites. And they killed each other. See, because Yahweh repaired the connection that Gideon had with him and repaired the esteem that Gideon had in himself. And he can do the same thing for you. Maybe you try things and they failed, but the Father wants to repair your confidence that you can do it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. Turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Hallelujah. In verse 24, and Yeshua went with him. This is Jairus had come to Yeshua and said, my daughter is at the point of death. Please come. In verse 24, and Yeshua went with him, and many people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all that she had, was nothing better but rather the worse. Maybe you have the same situation in your life. Your body needs to be repaired. Maybe it's been years and years and years that you've been in pain, discomfort, and sick. But Yahweh can repair your health. Hallelujah. In verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, Yeshua, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Yeshua, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, so many people are touching you. But he knew that somebody touched him by faith. Verse 33, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and behold thy plague. Hallelujah. See, she got her miracle, and the Father repaired her health. Hallelujah. Because she had faith to reach. Just reach out when we pray later. Reach out in faith and believe that the repairer, the carpenter, the ultimate carpenter can repair your body wherever it needs to be repaired. Hallelujah. Verse 35, when he yet spoke, it came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Yeshua heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. I'm almost at your house. Just believe. Don't believe the devil. See, the devil's moving so much in the world right now because the Father has given him liberty to do so, because the Father wants to bring about the finality of these last days and fulfill the prophecies. But don't be moved by what he's doing. The Father has everything under control. He's the ultimate controller. He controls everything. Everything and everybody was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. Hallelujah. Verse 37, and he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, and seeth the multitude, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was coming, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they all laughed him to scorn. But when he had cast them all out, he took the father and the mother, the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered into where the damsel was lying. And he said, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto Talitha Kumi, that is, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Wow, look how he repaired the whole family by raising this girl from the dead. Maybe there's problems in your whole family. And God needs to restore relationships, repair relationships, repair things that happened years ago, people are still holding a grudge. Hallelujah. But he can repair. Maybe on your job, people in your job have turned your boss against you erroneously, and the Father can repair that connection between you and your boss. Hallelujah. Because he's just the ultimate repairer. Praise God. Verse 42. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded they should give us something to eat. Wow, he is something. He's the ultimate. He's the ultimate repairer. And he can do that for you today. Turn with me to John chapter 5. In verse 1. Now there was at the feast of the Jews. There was the feast of the Jews. And Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. There was at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. See, five is the number of deliverance. And we're in chapter 5, and there's five porches there. The Father's trying to make a point across. He's about ready to repair somebody's life. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the movement of the water. But an angel went down at a certain season and troubled the water, that the first one that got in got healed. And a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years in verse 5. And when Yeshua saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another man stepped down before me and said, 'Rise, take up the bed and walk.'" He was looking to a man. Today, you just need to look to your Father. Your Father loves you, and he has started a good work and you will complete it. He wants to restore your body, repair your body, repair you in the mind. Whatever is needed right now, he can repair you. I want you to put your hand on the radio. If you're driving, you can't. Just agree with me in prayer right now. I've already broken any generational curses in your life. Just receive today. Receive that healing. Father, I thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. I'm asking that you touch them. I'm asking that you heal them. I decree healing and deliverance right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle. He's touching you right now. Your daddy, your father is wrapping his arms around you and ministering to your body, ministering to your mind, ministering in your circumstances. And he's repairing. He's repairing a connection between you and him. Maybe you had your eyes on people and things in the world. Now you're just getting your eyes back on him. As only he can do it. Just receive your miracle right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And testify. Tell us about it. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677 if I could help you. I have a website, henrywalker.org, www.henrywalker.org. About 250 prophetic messages. Just click on messages. I've written three books. The first is called Seasons. Each feast, which you thought were for the Jews, are really Yahweh's feasts. And Yeshua has fulfilled every one of those feasts with the exception of three. Everything major that he did on a feast day. I can show you from the feast when he was born, when he died, when he rose. I can tell you when he was circumcised. I can tell you when Jericho came down on the feast. And also when Abraham was willing to offer Isaac, what feast that was. It doesn't matter. You can get my second book is called Noon, the second edition, where it talks about each month of the year on his calendar and the things that he did in the Word on particular months. He wants to repeat it in those months. He had to base your spiritual work on his calendar. And also different hours of the day when he did things in the Word that he wants to repeat on those hours of the day, healing especially. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.TateTatePublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my books. Make sure you order Noon, the second edition. It's got more scriptures in it. And you can download Noon, the second edition, and Demystify Trinity right there at a reduced price. You can get these books at a reduced price and quantity basis through me by calling me, and I can get down to your church or your prayer group. And if you want to make a tax-free donation to this ministry, you can make a check or money order out to New Life Revival, and the address is P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. And remember the next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.